Hi, and welcome to the first episode of the Stupid Pod, where me, Stupid Gamer, and Shadow, or we can say Hypress, talk about random stuff.
Yeah.
Like today, we're probably gonna talk about the recent leaks of the Game Freak that's been leaked out.
Is it those that made Pokemon?
Yeah, it's the ones that make the Pokemon games.
Oh, I thought it was like Game Theory.
Game Theory? No, I said Game Freak.
I know, but I thought it was like a similar YouTube channel, like him. Yeah.
Yeah, only because he has game.
Yeah.
He's a super fan, you know. As fast as he hears game, he just thinks of MatPat.
Yeah.
Even though he's retired.
I thought you would say something else. And I can't say it on here.
You can censor it.
No thanks. Anyways.
Okay.
Are we gonna start with the Pokemon leaks?
Yeah, we can start. For a couple of days ago or a week ago, a hacker that managed to take a lot of information, like literally terabytes of information from Game Freak, and leaked like unused sprites, unused monsters, beta versions of monsters, and even like personal information of employees. Some employees also got doxxed. It's a very horrible situation. But the thing that people mostly talk about is the stories. The weird stories that was released. Stories about a girl getting kidnapped and getting pregnant by a monster. A human self-pleasuring himself with another monster and shit. It's some very weird shit. So, I showed I have picked up a multiple of the stories here we're gonna read today and talk about.
So you have written the stories down?
No, I haven't written the stories down. I have a lot of tabs here that has the stories and stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So
are we gonna? So I start reading off the pages here?
Yeah, you can start one by one and we can talk about the first story and the second one. And I don't know how many it is. We can talk about them. Yeah.
Yeah, I found this of a sort of news station somewhere. This is about something about Octillery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read it out now. Some of the lore stories involve human/Pokemon relationship. Yes, you read that right. Game Freak, they call freaks for a reason, has has had its own version of disgusting Vaporeon copypasta of yore. No, I'm not going to write it or link it, except it's not Vaporeon for who starts. If you had to do the deed with any Pokemon, which would it be? I'm guessing a lot of comments will say Lucario, of course, Lopunny, how original, Gardevoir, Daring Today, aren't we? I'm guessing that very few have written the words Octillery. Despite this, the Pokemon's own internal lore involves man sleeping with the Octillery in multiple occasions, and they had kids.
Ooh. Ouch.
I think there was something like he self-pleasured himself with a Octillery, you know? It's you know what an Octillery is?
Not really.
It's that red octopus monster.
Oh, why?
Yeah, because it got the sucker. Sucker on the mouth. It's probably a good place to place your pee-pee. It's probably the same thing what people have said about pea shooter.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah, it said it here. Not many people would have thought the written word of Octillery. You know, many, yeah, like the page said, if you would have slept with a monster, which would it be? It would have been a human-like, like they said, Lucario, Lopunny, or Gardevoir, Cinderace, or something. It would have been one of them, but fucking Octillery? You demented or something?
He's probably brain dead or something.
Or he was probably too lost in the sauce. He was probably he probably ate too much food. I led with him getting extreme amount of lost. And then he saw an octillery about, if there's a hole, there's a goal.
I wanted to say something, but I don't remember what I'm going to say.
Yeah, take your time.
My brain. Wait, what was it? He was probably desperate or something. He was a virgin and he wanted to have some fun time, but none of the other creatures wanted to do with him, so he did it with the octopus.
An octopus was fine with it.
Yeah, he thought that creature don't go anywhere.
You are going inside me. Oh, no, wait. I'm going inside you. And then we have kids.
Wait, did he have kids with that octopus?
You know, he said something about having kids or something. I don't know if he had an octopus, but it was something he had kids with.
Wait, I need to search up here. Can even
Judging from these stories, I think it's possible.
this universe, world, whatever, is weird. It's
Of
very
course
weird.
it is. It's of course it's weird.
Yeah, but that.
You have a universe where a rat can emit electricity. A universe where what was it? That dragons are weak against fairies for some reason.
I don't know why, but yeah. But when we are on the Pokemon line, what's your top three favorite Pokemons?
My favorite is I always, dude, don't say that I'm a furry, but my favorite type of monsters are human-likes. Not because I found them sexual. Hi, Chris.
Okay.
It's
Sure.
50%,
Sure.
but
90%. 90%.
90% not sexual. 10% is just the cherry on top, you know. But my favorite is Lucario, of course. And
Yeah.
then we can say Gardevoir and then Masquerada. That's my top 10, well, human likes, my favorites though.
Yeah.
But think the best first one, Lucario. I haven't thought much of the two other favorites. Pikachu, probably.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
And a random grass type. Forgot which one we're called.
Yeah, mine is my number one is Rayquaza. He's my all-time favorite Pokemon. And he's god of the sky.
Oh,
That,
that one.
yeah. Then Giratina. I love Giratina.
So you love gods there.
Yeah, but they are super cool. Then I don't really know the third one. I think it could be Darkrai. But I don't really know.
Yeah, I
So
don't know many names of the monsters. It's probably why it was hard for me to name my favorites.
yeah, I
Because
know
this.
some. I don't know all.
Yeah, I know many monsters. I just don't know the name of them.
Yeah, I know some name of them. Yeah, you can continue with the story things.
Okay, here we have another leak story. I think this story had actually the part of the octillery, but it has more about something else than the octillery.
Okay.
This is the theme, the collapse of culture and relationships. There was a time when boundaries between Pokemon and human was blurred. What do you mean?
It was censored. It was censored.
It was censored, yeah. Plus, a lot of humans and monsters were freaks back in the day.
Yeah.
In a coastal village, there was a man. One day, he was walking along the shore. He found a female auxiliary washed up on the beach. The man had relationship with the auxiliary and then threw it back in the sea. he literally had fun with it and then threw it back in the sea.
Okay.
Literally used it as like a flashlight, and then just goodbye.
That story sounded like I don't know who it is, but it was a person that was attracted to the the Paris thing. What do you call it? The main thing in Paris, the what's it called?
Eiffel Tower.
Yes, I forgot what it called. It was someone that was attracted to that thing.
Didn't she marry it?
Yeah, I think so. And someone was attracted to a plane.
Yeah, objectophilia is called.
Yeah, it sounded a little bit like that.
Yeah, there was a lady that was in love with a certain plane, and she lived in Britain and then went all the way to Sweden just to see it.
Yeah. Was it in Sweden?
Yeah, the plane was in Sweden.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was in the UK.
Yeah, she was in the UK.
Yeah,
but went to Sweden to see the plane. The plane was in Sweden.
I thought the plane was also in the UK.
No, it wasn't. It was in Sweden.
Yeah. Have you some more stories?
Yeah. He went to the same spot and found the same auxiliary again. He once more had relationship with it and threw it back in the sea as before.
Okay.
So it's just a daily occurrence. They meet up, they blow each other, and then they go back to the...
Yeah.
What it was doing.
This time, I think it's the octopus' fault. Because why are you jumping up on the same spot that he was there?
Because she wanna meet him. She is a monster with benefits. Of course she wanna meet with him. No one else wanted to give her some love. This is the only one who wants to pleasure her.
Yeah. All this is weird.
Can I continue? One night, after several days, he passed. The man had a dream. In the dream, the auxiliary spoke to him. I cannot come to you, but I will deliver our child to you. It is our child, yours and mine. Several days had passed. The man had a dream. In the dream, yeah. The auxiliary spoke that they were gonna have kids.
Okay. He must be on something.
Yeah, it was some sort of a acid dream.
Or he took some pills.
Probably a fever dream.
Could be. Or he heard voices in his head.
Probably voices in his dream. The next morning, the man went to the place where he had met the auxiliary. There, he found a boy. The man took the boy home and raised him. Time passed, the boy grew into an old man, and the father passed away. The young man was lonely. So, quite literally, the auxiliary gave birth to a human, and then and didn't want to take care of it, so they left it to the man, and the man took care of it. So we have a human/auxiliary hybrid.
Hmm?
Or just a human with auxiliary genes.
Could be. But can that human or that kid, can it do water type moves now? Is it a Pokemon?
I was wondering if he can breathe underwater. It says a young boy, so it's not a young... If it was a monster, it was said a young monster or something.
Yeah.
It didn't say anything that he looked kind of different or something, so he was probably just a normal kid with auxiliary genes.
Yeah. It could be so, but it w would be cool if it was a kid with water powers.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. It would get water powers.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was makes humans special.
Yeah.
The reason is that it can breed with every monster, and if they get a child with it, the child will get the powers that the monster had.
Yeah. Oh my.
That's a lore they should have written.
Yeah, it is.
It would have made humans a lot special.
Yeah. But would he count as a human or a Pokemon
I think a human. A human with a mother of a monster.
then? Yeah. Half Pokemon, half human.
Yeah, but it didn't say hybrid. There's another story where it says a hybrid.
Yeah, but I don't know why I'm gonna say this, but a Pokemon and a human get a kid, and the kid get half of both. They get mixed, so he get half of the Pokemon and half of the human. Wouldn't he be half Pokemon, half human?
Yeah, then he will be a hybrid. It's like a mule. If a donkey and a horse does it, it will become a mule.
Yeah.
So if a low pony and a human gets together, you get a low pony slash human hybrid, maybe. Or you just get a Buneary or just a human child.
Yeah. Guess so. Do you have some more stories?
Yeah, I'm gonna continue this story.
Yeah.
One day, as the young man was walking along the shore, now as the kid, now, he saw a group of people playing in the distance. They all had a very large swords in their hands, and as they danced, the young man approached the people, and as he got closer, he saw a Sharpedo.
Oh.
A Sharpedo. What monster is that?
I don't remember on top of my head.
Oh, it's a shark monster.
Oh, is the blue shark?
Yeah, it's a blue shark.
Okay. Continue.
Yeah, he saw the Sharpedo was playing along the beach. Yeah, the shark was playing with them. When he
Okay.
tried to get even closer, the Sharpedo suddenly leaped into the sea all at once. However, one of the Sharpedo lingered, looking around three times before swimming away. At the spot where the Sharpedo had been playing, there was a large sword lying on the ground. It was sharp he had never seen before. It was a shape he never seen before. I got the dyslexia right there. And it was very sharp and pointed. The young man took the sword home and went home.
A sword.
Yeah, it was a sword. It was a bunch of people playing around with a bunch of Sharpedo. He got close, the Sharpedo ran away. Where did the people go? I don't know, they just disappeared.
They took the milk and go to the store and took the milk.
They went to the store and took the milk and disappeared. But he found a weirdly shaped sword and then went home. Okay.
A
I
weird
gotta continue.
shape sword.
Weirdly shaped sword, yeah. It was a shape he never saw it before. It was sharp and pointed.
Isn't that a normal sword?
The next day, the young man took the sword and went to the forest. While walking through the forest, he encountered an Ursaring.
Okay.
Ursaring, that you know, the bear.
Yeah, I know who it is.
He tried slashing at the Ursaring's mouth with the sword, and the mouth was easily severed. He severed off the mouth of the fucking Ursaring. Now it's getting gory. He stabbed at the Ursaring's eyes, and they were
Okay.
easily pierced. Finally, the
Ooh.
young man thrusted the sword into the Ursaring's chest, and the Ursaring died effortlessly. That day, the man killed 30 Ursarings. After
What?
that, he always carried a sword with him, playing by injuring the Pokemon he encountered or cutting off parts of their bodies.
What?
30! He fucking killed 30 Ursarings by himself.
He going on a killing streak.
Yeah, he went on a fucking killing spree. How big is a Ursaring, though?
I think it's huge. User ring height. Pokemon. 5'11".
5'11". The size of a human. He killed 30 bears. Just for the sake of it. He just went and killed for no reason. He stabbed off their eyes and mouths and just cut off body parts for fun. This man is a demon.
Yeah. I thought Ursaring would be much taller, like 7 feet.
Yeah, they're shorter than you. But they're bigger, though.
They're much heavier.
Yeah, they're much heavier.
They are 277 pounds for LBS. I think
you know pounds. What? You know what this story confirms?
What?
Human versus monster fights.
Yeah.
There's been part of history where a human have fought a monster and killed monsters by themselves without the help of other monsters.
Yeah.
I wonder if a human can kill an Ursaring, I wonder how many other monsters a human can kill.
A lot, I think.
A lot of things, yeah.
Yeah. Not maybe gods.
Not gods, though.
I think he could have hard time with Ash Pikachu. Because that rat...
It's different.
That rat must be on steroids or something.
That rat is a gift from God.
He must be God.
That rat is actually the form of Arceus.
That Pikachu must be Arceus' left toe. Pikachu
is Arceus. In disguise.
Yeah, do you have some more stories?
Yep, and continue the story. One autumn, while the young man was searching for firewood, he lost his way. After walking for a while, he stumbled upon an Ursaring's den, although. Inside, there was an elder Ursaring lying down. The elder Ursaring looked at the man and said, "Come inside." The young man hesitated, but as it was getting dark outside, he entered the den. Before long, people began to enter, other people, the den.
Okay.
One after another, filling the room completely. Looking closer, he saw that all the people had scarred faces, and some were missing their eyes. Ugh. They were chatting among themselves, but the young man ignored them and fell asleep. Pretty reasonable, fall asleep in the middle of many people coming in here and sleeping next to Ursaring, many which you have killed for no reason. This man is not mentally there. I think that he got a hybrid of, because he's a hybrid between an auxiliary.
Yeah.
I think none of his appearance changed, but his IQ was the auxiliary's IQ.
Yeah, maybe. Or he has something against Ursarings.
Yeah, he just straight up hates them. But he sleeps with an elderly Ursaring with no hesitation.
I think his plan is he's gonna sleep there, try to befriend with Ursaring, then kill Ursaring in its sleep.
Nah, he's gonna befriend it, then mate with it, then let it get birth, kill it, and then eat the baby. I think he's gonna do that.
It's some Greek mythology thing there.
It's like a classic German storytell shit.
Yeah.
The German version is always horribly dark.
Yeah, it is.
At one point, he woke up and found the elderly Ursaring lying beside him. Oh. Okay. He fell asleep again. Okay. Reasonable. Yeah. Reasonable reaction. When he woke up once more, there were many people around, talking about something. Again, the young man ignored them and went back to sleep.
Yeah.
I think the fact that his mother is a auxiliary really fucked up his brain, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. When it's two different creatures that are not supposed to be together, that something mixed up in the brain.
Yeah. When spring arrived, the elder Ursaring spoke. "Do you want to go home? Then I shall send you home. When you return, a waylord will soon be found near the village. Go there. We will send a man.
Okay.
We will send a man. You must leave the sword behind and bring a witness. Why did you do such thing? Cutting faces and slicing off noses. So the elder Ursuling knows what the fuck is done. And it says, don't bring out the sword. Okay. That elder Ursuling is planning something. He's going to die. Revenge.
Yeah, I think Ursuring, the elder Ursuring, will kill him. I think so.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a sword, so he will kill it. So he will get killed because, well, I don't think he can fight off Ursuling without a sword.
I don't think so either.
The elder Ursuling escorted the young man back to the village. Upon his return, the young man recounted everything that had happened to the villagers. The following morning, the young man took some villagers as witnesses with him and headed to the shore. As they walked along the coast, they found a large waylord nearby on the beach. Yeah. Nearby on the beach was a Teddiursa.
It's the little Ursaring's evolution.
Okay. When it noticed the young man, the Teddiursa hid in the forest.
Okay.
Logic. And a large Ursaring came out on its place. An alpha Ursaring is coming now. Alright, I predicted this. As the Ursuring charged at him, the young man tried to draw the sword. Okay, so he didn't leave off his sword. He had hidden, but it got stuck and he couldn't pull it out.
Okay.
So he rushed at the Ursuring with his bare hands. Damn, dude, that man is a badass and psychopath. The young man and the Ursuring grappled, punching at each other's faces, strangled each other with their strength, and so they choked each other to death. Collapsed on top of one another. The villager went back and told the others what they have seen. And that's the story.
Wait. So that kid, I think he's still a kid. He killed an Ursuring with his bare hands.
No, it says young man.
Anyways, he killed a bear with his bare hands.
Yeah, but he also died too. They both choked each other to death.
Yeah, but he killed a bear.
This man got some extreme Black Force energy.
Yeah, he must have power from the Octalius or whatever he is, the octopus.
But what makes him getting that power to be able to strangle a Ursuring with an Octillery?
I can search if Octillery Pokemon and how does that spell? Okay, I see. Pokemon. There. No.
What do you mean no?
I try to copy the Pokemon's name, but I always go to a website instead.
You copy the name, make it blue, then you press C, and then you go to another site and press V.
I know, but I do it on my phone because I need to watch the time of the recording.
Okay.
Can strangle...
While Hypers is doing this, I'm gonna say I bought a pack of donuts.
Ooh, nice.
And it costs 30 KR, which is $3.
Mm-hmm.
Three packs, and it looks like on the advertisement, it looks like a pretty beautiful donut. But when you open it up, it looks homemade. It looks horrible. But even though it looks horrible, it says that it's a donut cake, And yeah, it looks like some sort of cake, and it tastes like a cake. It's pretty delicious, though.
Mm. Nice.
8 out of 10.
I can say I didn't find anything if he could strangle. But
I don't think you can just search up that and get a complete answer.
Yeah.
But I heard stories about real life stories about a man choking a bear to death with his bare hands.
Yeah, but you need to be quite big.
Yeah, but I think the bear was pretty big too. I think he lost both of his hands because of that, though.
Okay, so here is how octillery sounds in Japanese. I don't know if you guys gonna hear this, but
octillery. Octillery.
Okay. Octillery. Yeah. Anyways, do you have more stories, or are we gonna go to the next point?
Here we have another story.
Okay.
The humans hunting Pokemon, Native Americans' ecology philosophy. So this is like Native Americans, I think.
Yeah.
In the past, when the boundaries between humans and monsters was blurred, okay, the same thing again. There was a grassy plain and a large lake at the foot of a mountain. Two men lived on the west and the east side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Two men lived by hunting Pokemon. Okay, so they hunt monster for food. The man lived on the west was not particularly skilled, but he strictly followed hunting rules.
Mm-hmm.
The man living on east was skilled hunter, but often neglected these rules.
Oh, sorry.
What? Did you burp, or was he just bored?
I burped.
That's a weird burp you did there.
Continue.
One day, the man from the west went out and hunt and saw a Rapidash on the plain. Its lush mane shone beautiful in the sunlight. As the man from the west readied his bow, the Rapidash spoke. Since when can monsters speak?
I don't know.
I know that meows talk, but it was a long story.
Yeah.
Something.
Pikachu can also talk.
Yeah, didn't he do that in a movie or something?
Yeah.
And says, I always wanna be with you. I don't think so.
You can continue.
The Rapidash spoke. We have children now. Okay.
What?
Instantly. We're going to fuck. If I die.
You, me, back.
You, me, go to the den, mate, now. If I die, there will be none of us left in this plain. The man from the west lowered his bow and said, then I will not kill you. However, I desire your beautiful mane, so I ask you to become my wife. Rapidash became the wife of the man from the west.
Yeah.
Just like that, they became married.
That's a quick marriage. You saw a horse and thought, I'm gonna marry you.
No, the horse. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm not gonna kill you, but your mane is so beautiful, so be my wife. Okay, I'll be your wife. Instantly. A couple right there.
Yeah, continue.
After about 2 months, When the Punita began to appear on the plain, the man from the west was riding on the back of his wife. The Rapidash running across the plain. Eventually, they reached a place where many Rapidash and Punita was resting. The wife said, they are my husbands. If you need, you may hunt them. If you treat them with care, they will not die. However, do not kill the female Rapidash or the Punitas. The female Rapidash are my sisters, and the Punitas are my children. That means that the female Rapidash are your sisters-in-law and the Punitas are like your children.
Okay, oh.
Yeah, here's my husbands. Yeah, kill them if you want. I'm not advertising you, but I'm completely fine killing you. I definitely do not have a grudge against them. It's definitely not they have sex with another Punita. I'm just jealous. But you can kill them whenever you want.
Yeah. This universe is weird.
I don't know if this is actually canon. I think they said there was something that was canon was but not meant to be published.
Yeah.
It's like secret canons and shit.
I can say it doesn't surprise me anymore when we got canon story about Vaporeon.
Yeah, but I didn't know if it was canon or it just was a random 4chan post or something.
I think it's canon.
Oh.
Yeah.
You must like. I heard people say like they were surprised to find out that the employees are gooners and furries. Like, how the hell were you surprised? You telling me the person that drew like Megalopunny with like torn latex pants, what didn't have one of his hands down in his fucking pants, down in his pocket while making the character? No, of course they are freaks. It's not so. That's not much of a surprise.
No. Yeah. Do we have more stories or are we gonna go to the next point?
The story is almost over here.
Okay.
A few days later, the man from the west went out hunting. When he reached the plains, he found a Punita. He immediately shot an arrow and killed it. As he continued looking for more prey, he encountered a Rapidash. It was a female Rapidash.
Okay.
Rapidash tried to say something, but a man from the east ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, yeah, you know, the man from the east. I thought it said west. Okay. It's the other guy now.
Yeah.
He's no simp. He just instantly killed it. It's like, hey, I can be your wife. Fuck off, bitch.
he thought, you're not gonna get my money.
You ain't getting my dick. You're dead now. He then cut off the mane of the Rapidash he had killed. And proud of the beautiful mane, decided to show it off to the man from the west. He wrapped the mane around his head and headed home.
Okay, so he have a fiery mane. Isn't he gonna burn of it?
Maybe the fire turns off when you kill it.
But
and it just becomes a mane.
I thought that the fire is the main, and
when it gets killed, it disappears.
Yeah. I thought it was like that.
Apparently not.
Our thought is.
But isn't it canon to ride a Rapidash? It is a horse.
Ooh. I'm wondering how does this make sense? He was riding a Rapidash, but the Rapidash is 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's probably the inside of the body. Or, no, wait, 1,000 degrees?
Yeah.
You say that?
1,100.
Yeah, I have read about the temperatures of fire Pokemon, and I think that Game Freak just don't know the heat of temperatures at times. There was a monster that had a temperature of the surface of the sun.
Yeah, I know.
So, I think the quite accurate version of fire monsters is that they're not that hot. I think they're like, but some can exceed to like 500, but I don't think majority will reach up to 1,000 or something.
But that
other monsters I can understand being incredibly hot, but not fire. I think the inside of the body is extremely hot, but
but that Pokemon you say he is hot like the surface of the sun is. He's a lava Pokemon. He's made of lava. I think his lava is May is the similar love, similar fire as the sun.
Yeah, I can search it up. Hot is lava?
Test. Oh, demon.
1,300 to 2,200. It's molten rock, by the way, so it makes sense why.
Yeah, the hottest Pokemon is 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's too much.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't think they know what the actual accurate heat is, so I don't believe it's actually that hot. I think it's a lot less, actually. In reality, though, if we take reality step on Masters, then I think
that snail that apparently is 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nah, I can understand 1,000, but not 18,000.
Yeah,
like I always thought the idea. I think fire monsters can also die of heat if they get too warm.
I don't think that.
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense. What if a fire monster gets too hot, so they just... Because I always thought, like, some monsters might be fireproof on the outside, but the inside is not fireproof at all. Like, if you cut off their body and take their flesh, you can cook it.
Yeah, but the heat...
So I thought, if they get hot in the inside, so if they get too hot in the inside, they will die.
Yeah, but... You don't really get hot inside. You don't really get hot inside.
Yeah, I think it's very hard for them to get hot inside. But if they get too hot, they will die.
Yeah, but if they are like... If they would fly to the sun, they would probably burn.
But yeah, if they have a limit, I might say.
Yeah, but... They still can hold heat. Like, yeah, Rapidash is 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
No, how hot is normal fire?
Fire?
Yeah.
Very hot.
Yeah.
But... How hot is fire? Around 600 to 1,000 degrees.
So that actually makes sense because Rapidash is fire. Rapidash have sense. Fire main. Maybe not 1,100, maybe like
on the main 800. Area alone, it's that hot. But the rest of the body, I think it's just average.
Yeah, I think the main is 1,000.
Yeah,
but the normal body maybe, I don't know. Normal warm.
So they are hotter than average though in body temperature probably.
Yeah. But the main is probably 1,100.
Yeah.
I think they are measuring the hottest place of the body of a Pokemon.
Yeah, and if so, then I think the inside, the core of that lava Pokemon is probably that hot then.
Mm-hmm.
Because we see there is an episode where a girl hugs that monster and has no burns at all.
Yeah, I think it's the inside. Like, the sun is hotter on the inside than the outside.
Yeah, the inside of the sun is ridiculously hot.
Yeah. I heard that there are some places of the sun that you can actually walk on.
Yeah, if you have a fireproof dress.
Yeah. I think those places are not really hot, but the most of the sun is hot.
Yeah, but it's hot enough to vaporize you.
Yeah. Anyway... Was that all the story?
No. Eventually, tired of walking, the man from the east.
Mm-hmm.
The man, the man from the east. I was saying, like, it's the man from the east, by the way. But it said actually the man from the east.
Yeah.
So I didn't need to tell you. The man from the east decided to rest under a large tree by the lake. As the man from the west and his wife, the Rapidash, walked along the lake shore, they saw a glimpse of a Rapidash mane under the shadow of the big tree. Oh no, he's gonna kill him.
Ooh.
He's a male. Oh no. He has no children. So if you need, you may hunt him, said the wife. With that, the man shot an arrow at the Rapidash. When he approached the prey, he found the man from the east lying there, wrapped in the Rapidash mane. Take this mane back with you, and when you hunt Rapidash, follow the rules, have I told you. With those words, the Rapidash said farewell to the man from the west and returned to the plains.
Okay. I was thinking, how did the wedding go on their wedding?
I don't think they had a wedding. I think it was one of those, we marry in secret.
Okay, yeah, maybe. But it would be fun if it would be a wedding with flowers and stuff.
Yeah, so he accidentally killed the man from the east. He wasn't shocked or anything, he just took the mane and then left.
Yeah. Was that all of the stories?
No, there's more. There's one more.
Okay.
Now, we're on the infamous, super famous Typhlosion. There was more stories. There was two more stories about Slaking and Lapras, but I didn't find them, sadly. But here we have the famous one.
Okay.
The one that says that that the Typhlosion ended up in Yelfor. Team, the relationship between humans and human and Pokemon. Human-like ways to think.
Mm-hmm.
Long ago, when the boundary between Pokemon and humans were unclear again, there was a village somewhere. One day, a girl from the village went into the mountains to gather firewood. Mm-hmm. She found well-dried dead wood deep in the forest, so she kept going further in.
Mm-hmm.
Before she realized it, the sun was setting and she had lost her way. Around her, there was droppings from a Typhlosion, which made the girl anxious. Just then, a man appeared from the other side of the forest. His face didn't resemble anyone from the village, but he was very handsome. And the man said, "You must be lost, right? I know the way down the mountain, but with your pace, it will be the midnight before we get there. I take you back tomorrow morning. So why don't you rest at my place tonight?" What do you think so far?
I think it's quite peaceful right now. But I think he's gonna do something with her.
Yep. I think too. The girl had no choice but to agree with the man's suggestions. The man took her hand and began to walk. As the evening fell, they arrived at a large cave.
Cave?
Seems like a regional place to live in.
Yeah.
"This is my home. You must be hungry, right? Wait here." Saying that, the man went outside the cave. After he left, a red light shone from far away in the mountains. And there was a shoot tree. And the shoot sound. Oh, sound. Okay. Dyslexia. The sound of trees swaying. Before long, the man returned carrying many red berries. He said, "Eat this, then let's sleep for the night. Even if you wake up before I do, don't look at my face." Why?
I don't know. He's like the girl with the snakes on her head.
"Don't look at my face, or else you will be stoned."
Yeah.
The next morning, when the girl woke up, the man was still asleep. She honored their promise and stayed laying down, waiting. Before long, she fell back to sleep. She was awakened by the man's voice. When she looked outside, the sun was already setting. "Today we eat green berries. Wait here.
Oh, nice food. Not.
Last time I checked, wasn't green berries like electric resistance or something?
I don't know. I have no idea. Then you.
It doesn't sound safe. Green berries.
No. It sounds a little poisonous.
Maybe it's poison resistant.
Me.
With that, the man, he went out of the cave. After he left, the same red light shooed from far away, and the sound of the tree swaying echoed once more. By the time the sun had set completely, the man returned carrying many green berries, he said. Eat mm-hmm. this, then let's sleep for the night, and eat. Even if you wake up before, don't look at my face. So wait a minute. She slept at the cave with him, woke up, and then the night is already coming again. Wasn't she supposed to sleep there and then lead the, it's supposed, and that man was supposed to lead her the way to the village back?
We slept two
nights now.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you can continue.
Is the man secretly a Typhlosion? A shape-shifting Typhlosion?
He's maybe a Ditto.
A Ditto, yeah. A Ditto shaped his chef into a Typhlosion and then framed him successfully.
Yeah.
The girl expressed her concerns that her family would be worried and that she wanted to go home soon. Home soon. The man yawned widely and tapped her on the head. At the moment, she completely forgot about her family and home.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
And two of them ate the green berries together and fell asleep. The strange routine continued with them waking up when the sun sets. You better be very energetic when you wake up. Holy shit, you're sleeping for like the time of a cat. Like 18 hours and like 16 hours or something.
Oh, I think I've clocked what's happening.
What's happening?
I think those berries is like, so she don't remember. Because you said that she said that she didn't remember.
Yeah, the family. Man tapped on her head, and then she immediately forgot about her family.
Yeah, I think it's the berries that makes so she don't remember.
Yeah, there's something about the berries.
Yeah. That's why she has stayed there for many nights.
Yeah, the man going out to gather berries, and the two of them eating and sleeping together. Eventually, the girl realized that man was a Typhlosion. So, why did it take so long for you to realize a Typhlosion? They do not look similar to a handsome man.
No, she had to took the bears before the Typhlosion gave her the bears.
You know, ate some other type of berries.
Yeah.
And it lasted long, too.
Yeah, berries that they make you see a handsome man.
Handsome men.
It's probably like a purple bear or something.
As winter approached, the Typhlosion dug deep into the cave and said to the girl, "Go and gather wood for firewood. Break off the branches from high parts of tall trees." The girl tried to do as the Typhlosion instructed, but the tall trees scared her for some reason, so she could climb the shorter ones. When she brought back some branches, the Typhlosion said, "That won't do. If it's not from high branches, humans will find us." When the snow began to fall, the two of them lived in the depths of the cave, mostly sleeping, also in some sort of hibernation. There was plenty of food. Occasionally, they would wake up, eat, and then go back to sleep. One day, when she woke, the girl was holding a child.
What?
Out of nowhere. After several days and nights passed, the Typhlosion said, "Your father is looking for you, but you are my wife, so I can't return you. I will have to fight him."
Since when? Did she become a wife?
Does she have Alzheimer's or something?
I don't know.
Or does the Typhlosion do something that she forgets everything or something?
I think it has to be the berries.
The Typhlosion is constantly feeding these drug berries. Constantly feeding her some sort of shrooms.
Grease. Pokemon.
High berries. Yeah, but the Typhlosion says that he has to fight the father.
Wait, are they called Telef berries? Hey. Telef. You can continue. I'm
okay. The girl pleaded, "Please don't do that. Don't kill my father. I can't live with you if you kill my fa. How can I live with you if you kill my family? You are a good person, so please stay here with me and sleep." "All right, let's stay here and sleep." The man nodded. The next night, the Typhlosion woke the girl and said, "Your father is close by. Go and see." When the girl went outside, a snowstorm was raging. She climbed a low tree and broke off a branch. When she returned to the cave, the Typhlosion was singing a song she had never heard before. "You broke off a branch, didn't you? Soon your father will come here, and I'm going to do something bad to your father. If I am killed, take my eyes, my voice, and my heart." Okay, little bit brutal here. "Build a fire at the spot where I was killed and burn them. While they burn, sing the song until the fire goes out."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The girl said, "Please don't do it. Don't kill my father. If anyone is to be killed, let it be you. Goodbye. We will never meet again." With those words, the Typhlosion went outside. After a while, there was a loud noise, and when the girl looked outside, she saw her father had killed the Typhlosion. She rushed out and said to her father, "Father, you have killed my husband. I have been living with him all this time. He was my husband. Please give my husband the Typhlosion eyes, voice, and heart."
What? Okay. Weird. Yeah.
So she said, "Please don't kill my father." And the Typhlosion was like, "Okay. If anyone should die, it should be you." And the Typhlosion was like, "Okay. So I die then." The Typhlosion went outside and died.
Yeah. This story is literally confusing.
This story is weird. The Typhlosion was like, "Oh, you want me to die? Okay then. Okay."
He didn't even hesitate.
I had gaslit your daughter and had sex with her and made a child with her. And she said that I should let myself get killed. And judging that I can see in your face, you look really pissed. So go here and shove a sword in my heart because I deserve it." And then he died. He fucking dies.
Yeah. Was that all the stories?
No, the story is not complete yet.
Okay.
The girl built a fire at the place where the potion has been killed and put the eyes, voice, and heart. How the hell do you put the voice? You just cut up the entire throat and just put it there?
She had a phone, and before he would die, she would say, "Say something so I can sacrifice this voice." You can continue.
Yeah, I just got a brain fart. Forgot everything I was gonna say. The voice and heart into the flame. She sang the song the Typhlosion had taught her until the fire burned out. The girl's father built a small hut on the edge of the village for the girl and her child to live in. Eventually, spring arrived. The young men of the village often teased and tormented the girl and her child. It became worse over time. And one day, they tried to drape a Typhlosion pelt over them. The girl returned home and pleaded with her parents, "Please tell the villagers to stop teasing us. if they put that pelt on us, we will surely become Typhlosions. We are already half Typhlosions. What?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
You're not a Typhlosion. Your son is a Typhlosion. You had sex with a Typhlosion, but that doesn't make you have Typhlosion.
Yeah. That's true.
Despite the parents' pleas, the villagers did not listen. Of course, it's an old school village. You know, the 50s.
Yeah.
Village, you know. He's a witch, burn her. I saw her do math. She's a witch. Kill her. They found it even more amusing and eventually draped the Typhlosion belt over the girl and her child. At that moment, they howled loudly and vanished into the depths of the forest. Okay, so they became wolves. The two were never seen again. And so people came to understand Typhlosion are half human beings. What?
What? Wait, what?
You know, the Typhlosions are half humans. That, what? That makes absolutely no sense. Yeah, there are. Yeah, a Typhlosion might be human-like. Kind of. But not half human.
I didn't know that.
You know what I think these stories are? I think they are like folklore stories.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Probably. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I don't
But hope. Yoshi, that is a lot about breeding and shit. Then I think that is actually canon to get a child with a monster.
Yeah.
I've always thought, though, when I thought about breeding with monsters...
You thought, yes.
Yeah.
It's my time to shine. Yeah.
Nah, but I thought, like, the only way you can get, like, a monster from a human is that if a male human breeded with a female monster. Because I thought it was impossible for a human female to get an egg or give birth to a monster. So I thought, the only way for a human to make a child with a monster, the human has to be a male and has to have sex with a female monster.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, but judging for the stories, I think both sides work.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I always thought like breeding was a possibility. I thought about this before. Because monsters can also have interspecies eggs.
Yeah.
A Gardevoir can have eggs with a Cinder Ace, and they will get... if a Gardevoir is female, then it will become a Ralse. Just a Ralse.
Yeah.
Because they only... If you had... Fuck. In the Pokemon Scarlet...
Mm-hmm.
If you have a female monster and a male monster, if they breed with each other, they will only get the female version of the monster.
Huh.
That's why I thought the only way to get monsters from humans was just for females, with male humans and female monsters.
Yeah. But apparently not.
No, apparently not. We were wrong.
Yeah. But we need to wrap this up because we have record for over an hour. It's 1 hour and 3 minutes. And a pod would be between 1 hour and 1:10. So we can wrap this up.
Yeah, in conclusion, what do you think of these stories? What does it do to... What does that have to do with the Pokemon lore?
This Pokemon universe is much weirder than I thought.
Yeah. If you actually think about it, imagine putting real life problems with Pokemon and then you will see that this universe is also fucked.
Yeah. Which story do you think was the weirdest and strangest and the best, kind of?
The weirdest is the last one we just read now.
Yeah.
The best one is gotta be the Ursaring story.
Yeah.
Where the man just goes on a rampage and just kills 30.
Yeah.
What a fucking badass. I want to see fan art of it. Yeah. Fan art of a man just standing on a pile of dozens of Ursulinks dead with a sword.
Wait, guy killing Ursaring Pokemon. Oh, I found a dead Pikachu though. I found a weird Pokemon. They're probably fan art made, but I can send you this weird Pokemon I found. I send a message to you on the phone. Yeah, but you guys can comment any questions in the comments so we can answer them in the pods. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we maybe get some questions we can talk about the next time.
Yeah.
Or else we just make our own.
Yeah. I have one thing that we can do next time.
What is that?
It's about the about the Minecraft trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we can do next time.
Yeah, we can talk a lot about the different type of trailers and
yeah.
And Hollywood expectations.
Yeah. Should we do that? One episode would have a theme. Like this one, obviously, have Pokemon as a theme. The next one can be like movies.
Yep. Mm. Movies or Minecraft and that.
There are Minecraft movies. I think movies, then maybe next time can be games.
Yep.
Yeah,
different type of games this year or stuff.
Yeah, and you guys can comment a question so we can answer in the pod, because we will appreciate that.
And if you come this far and you think this is bad, this is our first one and we become better at time too.
Yeah, and subscribe to our main channel, Stupid Reviewers. It's a banger channel.
Let's get us to 100 subscribers. Then I will release a special video. Mm. A special video.
Yeah, very special.
Yeah, very special.
You
a special that I can get the channel deleted, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. You need to be very careful when you do that.
Yeah, of course. I would make sure to edit all the perfect ways possible.
Yeah. Anyways, we see you in the next pod, and
thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.